Hello and welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. We continue with our mini-series Songs from the 90s, and today we look at Psalm 99. Actually, we're going to have three podcasts on this great psalm, so we will get to know it together well. Going to read through the whole psalm, but first of all, let's pray. Lord, we do praise you specifically today for the book of Psalms. Thank you that you speak to us through it in so many wonderful ways. And we praise you also that they speak for us, that in the Psalms we see the psalmists answering God, answering you, speaking to you. Lord, we want to hear your voice. Thank you for the relationship that we have with you that also enables us to speak back to you. Lord, take us deeper into these things today, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Psalm 99. The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim, let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The King is mighty. He loves justice. You have established equity in Jacob. You have done what is just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept his statutes and the decrees he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though you punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain. For the Lord our God is holy. You may know the hymn, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And this is a psalm about the holiness of God. Here we see indeed that he is holy, holy, holy. We see it in verse 3, we see it in verse 5, we see it at the close of the psalm. Worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. The word holiness has about it connotations of purity and perfection. It speaks of difference. Our God is perfectly pure, perfectly holy. And for us, that holiness is shown writ large in the life of Jesus Christ. But here in this psalm, we see the awesomeness of holiness. God is reigning. The nations are trembling. He is enthroned in the most holy place between the cherubim. The earth is shaking. And we immediately recognize that we have a problem. God is holy. We are not holy. We are sinful. We need forgiveness. But this is where Jesus wonderfully comes in. Because, yeah, God is holy, and yes, we are separate, but yes, in Jesus, we are able to approach a great and a holy God. In verse 6, it says, Moses and Aaron were among his priests. And we see, as we read the Old Testament, as we read about these two characters, that although they were great men of God, they made mistakes. We think about Aaron, and we think about him making a golden calf to worship. He was worshipping an idol, and he was leading the people astray. And yet Moses and Aaron could worship God. The fact that they were priests, again, throws us forward to think about the Lord Jesus, our great high priest, who came to us and who died for us on the cross to make us holy and to bring us into the presence of our righteous, wonderful, great and majestic and holy God. So a word of encouragement this morning. Yes, God is holy, and he calls us to be more holy. He calls us to be like him. And yet it is possible. We can approach him. We can worship him. We can grow in holiness. We can be transformed because of Jesus and all that he has done. We worship God for his holiness. We worship God for his mercy and grace. We worship God today for Jesus. As we pause to pray today, I want to spend a little bit longer in prayer and just apply the word this morning into our hearts. So let's come into the presence of our God as we have been in his presence, as we have read his word and reflected on it together. So let's consciously be in his presence in prayer. Lord, first of all, we praise you that you are a holy God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And yes, Lord, we know that we need to tremble. We see that the whole earth is shaking at your holiness because you are perfectly righteous, perfectly pure. Your ways are not our ways, and your thoughts are not our thoughts. And we sense for a moment the canyon, the chasm that there is between us and you. But we praise you for Jesus, who has bridged the gap between us and a holy, righteous Father, and who bids us now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to cross over, to be with you, to worship you in the beauty, in the splendor of your holiness. Lord, if there are any listening this morning who have not taken that step, who have not given their lives over to Jesus and known the forgiveness and cleansing of a holy God, Lord, may they come now. May they come and receive the mercy, the grace, the love of God in Jesus Christ. And Lord, for those of us who have come, we want to keep on coming regularly. Thank you that you invite us to come. Thank you that in the words of the letter to the Hebrews, there is a way open into the very presence of God made by Jesus, a way that is living, that is always open, that will never be blocked. Lord, we praise you for this new and living way. And Lord, finally, as we reflect on your holiness, we pray that you would help us to be more holy day by day. Not in the way that people sometimes think about holiness, people walking around with their noses in the air, holier than thou, looking down at other people. Lord, that's not holiness. We want to be more holy as Jesus is holy. We want to be more Christ-like, more attractive, more loving towards others, more pure in our thoughts and in our lives. Lord, now we pause and we just ask you to put your finger on something in our lives that you want us to change. Something that actually belongs to the old way of life that you want us to put off. And something that belongs to the new, glorious, light-filled way of holiness that you want us to put on. Lord, we want this to be practical. We want this to make a difference. 9 to 5 in our daily lives. We want to see the difference in the evening, perhaps with our family and friends. We want to see the difference in our thought life. We want to see the difference day by day. Lord, change us. So, Lord, we come to you, our holy, holy, holy God, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.